Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The death toll in New York State has jumped to 1,550. That's an increase of 332 since yesterday. And there are nearly 76,000 cases of the virus in New York State, and the search for life-saving equipment continues. WCBS reporter Peter Haskell heard from Governor Cuomo this morning.
The federal government threw its hands up and told the states to fend for themselves. That led the price of ventilators to skyrocket.
It's like being on eBay with 50 other states bidding on a ventilator.
The governor has ordered 17,000 ventilators at $25,000 a pop. There's also a push to have the hospitals work together.
Elmhurst got up to capacity. You had other public hospitals that had open beds. We have to get better and faster at transferring patients to other facilities.
Cuomo says the number of cases in the state won't peak for another 7 to 21 days. Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
And in the city, almost 41,000 people have been infected with the coronavirus. 932 people have died from it. Elmhurst Hospital in Queens has been overwhelmed with the number of sick people, as you were just hearing. WCBS reporter Steve Burns tells us to help take the pressure from the city's public hospitals, the Billie Jean King Tennis Center is the latest site that will become a field hospital.
On any other day, there'd be tennis being played on the courts behind Mayor de Blasio.
Very soon, this is going to be 350 hospital beds to protect the lives of New Yorkers.
The new field hospital at the Billie Jean King Tennis Center will start taking patients next week, not a day too soon for nearby Elmhurst Hospital.
This facility will be able to take people from Elmhurst, not folks who need ICU care, but other coronavirus patients. Bring them over here. Relieve some of that pressure immediately.
The city's also looking for more ventilators. De Blasio's asking oral surgeons, plastic surgeons, even veterinarians to join the cause.
Every single one of them. If you've got a ventilator in your office, in your operating room, we need it now. It should not be sitting there doing nothing.
The mayor's also praising FEMA, bringing 250 ambulances to the city to help relieve an overtaxed EMS system. Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
More masks, gloves, and hand sanitizer are on the way for NYPD officers. The New York City Police Foundation says it's donating $500,000 worth of protective gear to cops on the front line. The supplies are expected to ship in the coming days. New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy says there are now 18,857 cases of COVID-19 in New Jersey. 267 people have died from the virus. WCBS's Kevin Rincon has more.
The situation will likely get worse before it gets better. So for Governor Murphy, his hope is people will keep following the rules.
Our job collectively is to stay at home, keep social distancing, and flatten the hell out of that curve to get it as close down to that red line as humanly possible.
He says he is putting together a team to analyze how and when to start opening things back up. And key to that, seeing what other states are doing.
We're not going to go through this pain together, folks, and break the back of this curve, flatten it, break it, bring it down, begin to open up again, just to be exposed to the lowest common denominator.
To reinforce the notion of zero tolerance, State Police Superintendent Pat Callahan highlighted the recent enforcement in Newark.
They wrote 161 summonses. They closed 15 businesses.
And in Lakewood, overnight, police busted a gathering with over two dozen people inside. The owner and manager of that building were charged. In New Jersey, Kevin Rincon, WCBS News Radio 880.
And let's get a check of our weather forecast over to the Weather Center to meteorologist Craig Allen. Hi, Craig.
Hi there, Linda. It's partly to mostly cloudy for most of the area from the city on south and west into New Jersey, as well as the south shore of western Long Island. But if you're in parts of the Hudson Valley, much of Connecticut, and much of the east end of the island, you've got some sunshine. And that's a sign of things to come for tomorrow. Very, very slow progression of clearing skies for the night. Call it partly to mostly cloudy, low 35 to 40, but at least partial sunshine for tomorrow should make it feel a little bit better. Highs near or a little over 50, mostly clear for Wednesday night, and Thursday will start with sunshine. Then clouds will increase once again in a high between 50 and 55. Right now, it is 48. Humidity 56%. We have a northeast wind, 6 miles per hour. Tonight's low, Linda, 35 to 40.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.